All right. Okay, can I, Santana, you here?
Yeah. What's happening, man?
All right, welcome to the show, bro. All right, we just got played in El Chapo, E Chapo. I just want to reintroduce you. This is one of the hip hop singers from Dallas, Texas. Welcome to the show.
Hey, absolutely, man. I appreciate you bringing me on.
Yes, sir. And I got my co-host here, Raul Mendoza. Are you in the building?
Hey, hey, what's happening? What's happening?
Can't hear Raul. Okay, so can you just give us some, tell us about your music and your starting, just go over like your starting music, like what prompted you to get into the whole hip-hop arena with the music and everything like that.
Oh man, it's been a bit of a journey, man, to say the least. I really didn't get involved in creating and making my own music until I want to say a solid year after high school. Everything before that was all sports, man. So, but that's just because of preference, you know. I loved sports. I wanted to pursue sports, but growing up in the church, you know, started off playing with the drums. You know, listening to my mother sing. My mother sings, you know, she's still singing at the church now. So you know, I always sang. I always had, you know, love to sing, you know what I mean? And then, you know, somewhere down the line in middle school is where Chris Brown, not even middle school, actually, it was right before I got into middle school, Chris Brown hit, you know, mainstream with his Running, you know, and because I seen he was a younger, you know, guy than to, you know, like the Ushers, the Trey Songz, the R. Kellys, the Genuines, you know, just much older, I mean, much younger. It caught my attention. I felt like he was somebody I could vibe with. And so I just kind of kept up with him from there. I'm still, you know, a very, very big fan. And so he's kind of just what got me more, you know, involved with singing. But it wasn't until high school I met some guys that did music. They rapped, stuff like that, and they heard me sing. You know, I would just joke around with, hey, yeah, man, put me on a song, you know what I'm saying, this and that. And and so one day, you know, after we graduated, they, you know, hit my phone up, hey, man, you know what I'm saying, if you really about it, pull up on, you know, in the studio, I need you to sing this hook for me. So I showed up, sang a hook. It was a bridge that didn't really have nothing there. And it was like, kind of like, man, just do something, you know. So I spit out a little bit of a little 4-bar freestyle, and it all sounded really good. And being around that experience, that, in that instance, for the first time, it really was just like, man, what is it? Like, it kind of opened up a whole new world. I had never really put much thought into creating my own music until I met guys that were doing it. So from there, it just kind of took off, man. And growing up, it's been all R&B. But the more I was around different rappers, the more I started to kind of develop a certain type of love for rap. So then you fast forward about 2.5 years later now, which is where I'm at now. And, you know, you have the combination of R&B with different rap, and then you got songs that have a combination of the two from me. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like where we at with it now.
Okay. And where exactly do you want to take your music? After 2 years being in the game, what direction or what is your main focus right now with your music and your career?
Really right now, man, the only thing I'm focused on is making my music my career. You know, I don't, you know, I'm not focused on trying to go viral. I'm not focused on trying to blow up and be the next big thing. My version of success for right now, you know what I'm saying, the short-term goal for right now is just developing my music into a career, you know, to where I can finally let that 9-to-5 go. And of course, it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there at all. I'm always going to be reaching for bigger and better things. But right now, that's in the next 2 years, that's definitely where I want to be at, is not, you know, working for nobody else, not having to, you know, be at somebody else's location on certain times. It's really just waking up, collaborating with other artists, you know what I'm saying, whether it just be selling some verses, selling some hooks, you know, making money off of features, whatever it is. That's definitely where I hope to see myself in 2 years.
Yeah, because I definitely could see not only you being a mainstream artist, but I could also, like, from listening to the music that you've been releasing in the last couple of years, I could definitely see you going in the realm of being a writer and maybe producing down the line. Because you released a lot of dope songs. I was just like, man, if he sold these songs, it'd be crazy.
Yeah, man. I mean, and I don't mind. You know, I pretty much just, you know, kind of. Man, I mean, I make a song every day. It may not be finished. It may not be fully mixed and mastered, but I get something done every day. So it's like, it's really no problem for me to, you know, sell anybody a hook, a verse, or even a full song. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it don't matter where you're from. With me, I really honestly enjoy seeing everybody win. You know, sadly, it's not the same with everybody else. But, you know, I'm not here for everybody else as far as artistry. I'm really just here to make music with the people, you know, who I feel compatible with and who I can share good relationships with, and also make music for the people that want to listen to it is really, you know, where it's at. But definitely want to be able to, you know, later down the line, hit mainstream, you know, kind of get around the industry in that kind of way. Absolutely.
Yeah, and speaking of, like, the competition, what is the music scene like in Dallas? Is there a lot of competitive, you know, or is it like one of those things where everybody kind of like looks out and hops on each other's songs, and or is the competition kind of stiff out there?
Man, I wish it was, you know, it was like to the point where everybody just kind of helps out each other. But sadly, you know, if that was the case, I would definitely have more music with different artists. But as far as competition, man, it's definitely real stiff, man. It's really just, you know, kind of, I don't want to go as far as saying it's one of them things as far as like eat or be eaten, you know what I'm saying? But it's definitely just kind of like everybody's definitely focused on themselves, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But when you only focus on yourself, you tend to, you know, become narrow-minded, you know what I'm saying? And that can cause, you know, like a flat rate kind of, it's like you kind of hit a wall, you know, because what I found from working with different artists is you learn how different artists have different mindsets. You learn that different artists, you know, attack beats differently. You know, you kind of just share others' thoughts, you know what I'm saying? And processing, you know, creative processing, you know, and that helps all, you know, not just as an individual, but as they say, you know, great, you know, two minds better than one, and you got more than two minds, it's just up from there. So, you know, but definitely in Dallas, man, it's not as friendly as you. I mean, I'll give you an example. I've done two songs with artists out of state, and it's went flawlessly. You know, I mean, I paid the artists what I owed them. They gave me, you know, their verses. I mean, it was, you know, as a deal should be. And the three times that I've had people run off with my money as far as artists, all three have been out of Dallas, my own city. You know what I'm saying? I won't drop no names, you know, because they are artists of platforms that have already established fan bases and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And like I said, I want to see everybody win, so I won't, you know, just name drop because, you know, I don't want to make nobody look bad. But three artists, you know, from my own city have ran off with my money. And the two artists that – one is in from New Jersey, the other's from New Orleans, both of them. Pay them, you know, their fees for the verse. They send me their verse back, you know, with good quality, everything. And, you know, we still talk, me and those other artists to this day, shout out. But yeah, man, I mean, I definitely wish it wasn't like that, but sadly that's not the case, man. Everybody's really just nitty gritty. It's really just about them. And sadly it doesn't expand very much from there. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if they were to open up to more artists, you know, collaborate more and, you know, just show up to support more, things would be completely different. And you would see, in my opinion, you would see in the rates and the numbers of Dallas artists and just Texas artists altogether spike and go through the roof, man. You know, the same way it is in Atlanta, the same way it is in California, you know what I'm saying? Even in Houston, Houston's got a lot better support system than Dallas does, man. And that's why, you know, eventually if, you know, things get right, I'm hoping to make my ways out to, you know, Houston eventually. But that's just how it is out here, man, for right now at least.
Oh, you're here? Oh, this is my co-host, Raul Mendoza.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to introduce myself earlier, but I guess, you know, I don't know what was happening. I couldn't really hear at first. Yeah, I was going to say it's interesting that, you know, you mentioned that because a lot of the artists that we have talked to, you know, they kind of say similar statements and, you know, they say that it's harder to really sometimes work with the people around them and the people that are, you know, further away in different areas is kind of like they've had more success. And it's really unfortunate because, you know, I feel like as a team, people work stronger. And, you know, when you're divided, it's kind of harder, y'all competing against each other when you could really be forming something, like you said.
Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely, man. And you know, to add on to that, man, it's like, you know, I would rather make it into the industry and come across a bunch of people that I know from Dallas instead of, you know what I'm saying, and there's nothing wrong with it, but instead of, you know, getting into the industry and meeting all kinds of new faces from all kinds of, you know, places over the country. I mean, that's cool too, but I would love to be able to, you know what I'm saying, hey, man, I remember when me and you was back at the House of Blues and now we touring, you know, all. Hey, man, I remember when me and you was over at Trees, man, opening up for so-and-so, man, now we out here having people, you know what I'm saying? I would love to think like that, but people, you know, out here see it all as a competition, and it's really good to have that competitive nature. I'm you know, like I don't know if you heard me say earlier, you know, growing up it's all about sports, so I'm very, very, you know, coachable for one, but I also work as a team. You know, I have a selective group of artists, producers, it's a very small circle of people that we just kind of keep to ourselves, and that's not to say that we don't want any expansion or new, you know, new friends, nothing like that. It's just the fact that nobody shows interest in extending it further than what it is. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, you know, I'm not surprised at all. Other artists have had the same opinion, man. It's good to be competitive, but you know what I'm saying? If you're only ever, you know, competitive, nothing really too good will come of it. You'll end up isolating yourself, in my opinion.
Right, and that's the same thing. Right. Like you can definitely see that same sentiment with artists like Nicki Minaj when she kind of isolated herself from the female community, hip hop community.
Right.
And that same, yeah, that you can definitely see, you know, the rain that she made. But after a while, you know, when all the new artists start coming in, and the fans were looking for her to collaborate with all these new artists that were coming in, and she kind of isolated herself, and it kind of backfired in her career.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
She could have took the man's exactly. mantle and just kind of been that mentor, and you know, and so I could definitely see like it's cool to be competitive when it's necessary, but at the same time you got to know when to let up, and
right.
you know. So tell me about your team, because I you know I'm an actual fan of your music anyways, but. Can you tell me about your team, you know, one of your rappers and your producing team, if you can go ahead and respond on that.
Yeah. And I appreciate it, by the way, man. I appreciate it. The main artist that I've been working with is also happens to be my roommate, and he actually is one of the guys that I was telling you about in the beginning. It was two guys who called me out after high school to, you know, pull up on the studio and sing a hook. The guy that I'm still making music with is one of those guys. So he's literally been here from the jump. He's seen me go from beginner to, you know, kind of amateur, which I still consider myself to be, you know what I'm saying, to kind of just, you know, to the point that I'm at now. He goes by Nate Nash. I do a lot of music with him. I post him on my gram, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that, as well as other artists. You know, there's an artist who I really, really want to come out into the light a little bit more. I'm not even sure if he's even released a song yet, but I know he's sitting on a good maybe 50, 60 tracks, man. He goes by the name of Q. And then, of course, man, one of my good friends, man, out of Garland, Texas, that's where I'm from, Milo Remora. Man, this is probably one of the most talented individuals and creative individuals that I've come across, you know what I'm saying? And he's kind of been.
You guys
been
collaborated
able to...
before, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Me, him, and Nate.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
It's not on mainstream yet. You know, we're working on getting it, you know, remastered, remixing everything. It's on SoundCloud now. It's called Frequencies, in case anybody does want to check it out. But yeah. And he's just kind of giving me, you know, his take on the game, man, just kind of what he can, you know, this dude has had label offers. He's sat in A&R meetings, label meetings, you know, collaborated with some other big artists. And, I mean, he sits on a lot of his music because he's really in full control over what he does, you know, who he works with, you know, when he releases something. If he wants to release a project, two projects in a month, he's going to do it. You know, if he doesn't release anything for the next 6 months, he's not going to release nothing, you know. But, you know, he's just kind of really, really taking me under his wing. And he's by far one of the people that I respect the most, you know, because he doesn't let anybody outside of his mind affect his mind. You know, it's kind of like, hey, you fuck with my music, cool. You don't, that's cool too. You know, I respect it. So he's definitely had an influence on me as of late, and we're actually working on a collaboration project. I'm not sure if it's going to be an EP or if we're going to do a whole album, but that's actually in the works right now. I'm very excited about that, man. He's, you know, so those two, Nathan and Milo, are primarily the most that I collaborate with. As far as lately, there's been a guy who reached out to me. He was in need of a singer. One of my people just kind of like, you know, sent him a couple of my Instagram posts and he hit me up. That's that East Chapo dude. We've actually already got, I think we're sitting on 6 songs right now. A couple that's are going to be on his project that he's getting ready to release. And then a couple, like as that SID, I got a couple more in the vault that aren't quite finished yet. Me and him have been doing a lot of work, and I consider him to also be a part of my circle too. Not just because we do a lot of work together, because it's like with me, man, if, you know, it's always like that same, man. Real recognizes real. And it don't matter where you from, right. You know, who you are, right. What your background is, what race you are. If you real, you're going to connect with other real people, other real, you know, just artists. And to me, he's a very, very real dude. He keeps it straightforward, which is, you know, pretty much how all I know. It's the same way, you know, growing up with me, you don't get anything sugar-coated. You get it, you know, for what it is. And so, you know, he respects my talent. I respect him. And so he's definitely already included in my circle as well. Now, that those are just the artists. I would love, you know, to have a longer list, but sadly it stops right there, those three dudes right there. But as far as who else is in my team, man, I have a lot of good resources, man. One of my favorite producers as well, his name, he goes by the name of Ghost Tim. And he actually just landed a distribution deal with Sony and United Masters, and he's already got his own LLC for Lot 9. So he's in my circle, but he definitely has his own thing going, which is, you know, I support it 100%. You know, by no means do we keep anybody restricted to just us, you know, but when we all want to come and make a hit, we always know who to come to, where, you know what I'm saying, you know, kind of the game plan on what we want to do to make a really badass song. But, of course, I'm going to have my Santana, you know, thing going. Nate's got his thing going. Ghost has got his Lot 9 thing going, you know, so we all got our things going, but we all collaborate with it to try to make something bigger, you right. know, because if my audience can reach Ghost's audience, that's just double. And if my audience can reach Joe and Nathan, just, you know what I'm saying, just bigger and bigger and bigger. And he's a producer, very talented producer, and he's got a crazy story, man. I really enjoy, you know, hearing his story and his take on it, because he started off as a DJ, and him actually moving, he's from Philadelphia, him actually moving to Dallas.
Wait, who is this? What is this?
Ghost Town. He's a producer. Started off as a DJ, been in Dallas 4 years, and his first time in Dallas was actually moving to Dallas, which is, you know, like a, you know, but that is a whole other story, and it's a really good story. But pretty much he's been around a lot. I mean, he's produced for like people like G-Eazy, Playboi Carti, K-Camp, Brent Fayez. I'm not sure how you say his name, Brent Fayez. I mean, I'm pretty sure you know what I'm talking about. But, you know, yeah, and he's got a lot of really big placements. So he's been able to kind of, you know, kind of coach me and Nate, too. It's kind of like, hey, this is kind of like what people are looking for with this kind of sound. Hey, this would be a really good radio sound. I think you should go here with it. You know, just really, really influential. And that's one thing about me is like, not just me either. It's me and everybody in my circle. We're very, very coachable. See, not everybody is accepting to, you know, criticism, whether it be constructive or just plain old criticism. Me, I'm the type of person that just take in everything. Try everything, whatever works, you know, why change it if it works? Whatever don't work, okay, cool, you know, I'm sure you had good intentions, but that advice is no good, toss that out the window, you know. And that's just kind of how I've been able to get to where I'm at. I've started out just, like I said, singing for, you know, my old homies, you know, I'm still homies with one now. I was just singing their lyrics. Then, you know, I kind of caught my attention. I started to, you know, switch a couple lyrics, and, you know, I kept doing that until it got to the point where they're just like, hey, man, you just need to go ahead and write your own stuff, man. You changing my stuff, and it sounds good, but if you're going to change it, you just need to write your own stuff. So, I started to get down with it, start to practice, you know, in class, after school, you know, right after practice, all of that. So, eventually, I got to the point where I started writing my own stuff. Well, then I ended up having problems with engineers and waiting on them to get me my songs back by certain times, and then there was problems with payments. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna just shut the whole thing down. I'm gonna invest in my own laptop, microphone, and let's get it popping. So it started off with just a laptop and a microphone, interface and headphones. That's all I had. And now it's to the point where everything coming out, all my music is mixed and mastered here at my house. You know, I done upgraded everything as far as laptops, new speaker monitors, new desk. I got a brand new interface, a couple microphones actually. You know, so it's just everybody around me, man. We all have similar mindsets. We all keep, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And they're just really good people to be around, man. I wouldn't want to blow up with nobody else.
Yeah, and you see a lot of teams or friends that came into the industry and kind of worked their way into the industry, like Wu-Tang,
right,
and Junior Mafia, and different groups that kind of started like that, you know, making music in somebody's basement or somebody's house. And
absolutely,
and
yeah,
it really paid off
in
the end. But it's good that you guys keep a small circle, because just like you said, with all the competition and people stealing music, it's where you guys are protecting your music and you're protecting your circle. And at the same time, you already got a list of talented people, and I could vouch for everybody in that circle, because I follow your music and follow your team, and everybody in the team really, you know, you guys got quality music. So I think that's a good thing that you keep it small, because with, you know, just to just protect your music, you know what I'm saying? Just keep people from stealing stuff coming in,
right,
and, you know,
yeah,
you know. And then as somebody blows up, I know somebody, you know, whoever goes first, you know, makes it in the industry, you're going to take the whole team with you. So
exactly,
either way, you got it covered.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
sure,
a real good mindset
sure
to have.
So I got a question.
Man.
So right now, like in the music industry, you got like only a few select well-known Latino hip-hop artists. Are you feeling any pressure to tap into any type of, you know, Latin-inspired beats or music or anything like that to kind of represent, or are you just going to keep it going to where you are?
Nah, man, to be honest with you, man, I'm in my own lane entirely. I mean, like I said, it's always good to have that competitive nature. So I do, you know, see certain, you know, artists as not so much as competition, but I'll use it to fuel me, you know what I'm saying? And just kind of like,
mm-hmm,
okay,
yeah,
and then making some moves, man, you know what I'm saying? I can't let them one up me, you know, I can't let them be the only one getting out, you know, to shine and stuff like that. But for the most part, man, I don't got nothing to prove to nobody, nor will I prove nothing to nobody. I'm just, like I said, man, I'm here for the people who want to collaborate and make great music with me. And I'm here to share my music with the people who, you know, are willing to listen, man. I'm doing my own thing entirely. You know, so, I mean, that's where I'm at with that.
Yeah, I feel you on that. And do you plan on, like, doing any type of small city touring, like, you know, after this COVID-19 thing clears up, or if it ever does? But do you plan on, like, getting the West Coast, the East Coast, the South, anything, like, kind of getting, you know, kind of doing
the West?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Tours to kind of get, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That's actually one of my biggest goals. You know, I mean, the my whole process of it is reaching, you know, one goal at a time. You know, I have several, but it's all about what goal I'm focused on at that point. And I won't worry about the next one until I reach my current, you know, my current bar. So, you know, that's definitely in the works. That's definitely in the plans. You know, me and my team, everybody that I've named, we've you know, strategized on a couple of ways. And actually, right before COVID hit, man, I was actually trying to, you know, get it to where if I could do, you know, many shows throughout the week and the weekend, you know, and work my numbers right, I was going to try to get it to where that would be my full-time job so I could quit 9-to-5 and invest more, mm-hmm, altogether, you know. But then, you know, COVID happened and they shut all the venues down, a lot of the clubs, a lot of the, you know, places where we could go and make a little bit of bread from performing here and there and stuff like that. So kind of had a setback on it, but absolutely, man. I'm willing to invest, you know, entirely on myself. And if that means going broke by, you know, getting myself around to provide shows for everybody that I know or every location that I got fans, I mean, it ain't even about the money right now, man. It's about just getting myself around, meeting, you know, different people that support my music. I would love to sit and just, you know, have, I don't want to say as far as meet and greets, but it's like, you know, I always tell everybody when I perform, hey, come holler at me after the show, man. I want to get to talk to everybody. I answer whatever questions, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is, because I love to engage, period. You know what I'm saying? And even before, you know, I really started to push music, I'm very, very easy to talk to, you know, and I feel like a lot of people can just kind of, I don't want to say necessarily open up because, you know, in some instances that takes time, but just, you know, comfortable enough to have a conversation to where you could tell me about you, I could tell you about myself, you know, and that's definitely, I feel like with having little tours like that, it's a perfect opportunity for me to get around and establish more of a stronger connection between me and fans. And that's one of the biggest importance I feel like for tours, you know what I'm saying? Definitely plan to kind of start off in Texas, see how that goes. If we can expand, man, just expand to wherever we can, out to the east, back out to the west, midwest, go up north. I mean, wherever it is I can get, you know, booked, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I've been trying to get you to come out here to Jersey for the longest.
Actually,
I was like, man,
man,
you need to get
while,
sure.
I swear, bro,
like your music is like really, I mean, you got some really good music in it, and I feel like it just got to get to the right ears, and that's it. Like the music
right.
is already there, the talent is already there. I just feel like it got to get to the right person to listen to the music so they can realize what you have and go from there. So that's why I was just like, man, he needs to get out here to the East Coast somewhere so somebody can listen to this music and hear him. And, you know, and I think from there it's going to take off. It just got to get to the right ears. Yeah.
I definitely hope so, man. I'll be in Los Angeles next week, from Wednesday to Friday, and then I'll be right back to Los Angeles again in October from the 15th to the 18th. I'm going next week to help out Chapo. One of our songs, we're actually shooting a video out there, so I'll only be out there about 3 days, really 2.5, fly back and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go out there in October, that's when it's really going to be about, man, where can I go to, you know what I'm saying, talk to people, show them my music, you know what I'm saying, different stuff like that. So, you know, that's definitely going to be exciting because I've never been to California and nowhere near it. And not only am I going, man, I'm going deep in the heart, Los Angeles, man, LAX. So I'm excited.
Yeah, man, that's definitely a bucket on the bucket list for myself. Me and my co-host Jay, we actually got invited to a party, a house party or a gathering. By one of the guests, Sony recording artists we had on the show, invited us to a party in Los Angeles sometime this year. So hopefully,
man, y'all got
we end up at the
y'all
same
gotta
time.
Do it, man.
Huh?
Y'all got to do it.
Yeah,
man.
Gotta make it happen because I never been to California myself, so I definitely want to see the scene because I've also been thinking. I know a lot of people go out of California to make it big. So has that been like an idea in your head that you might want to move to California to pursue your music in that area, or just want to keep it in Texas?
If it comes down to, you know, that being a very, you know, reasonable option and, you know, everything lines up, I will not hesitate, you know? But I also,
yeah.
I would also take a lot of pride in being able to say I made it out of my city, you know what I'm saying, instead of having
mm-hmm.
to relocate. You know, that's definitely, you know, something that would, you know, that would, you know, make me even more proud than I already am because it doesn't matter where I go. I'm always rep Dallas. I'm always rep Texas. But, you know, if I'm a rep it, I would definitely like to establish my platform and my career out of Texas. But it's not a necessity. It's not something that I see as essential. You know, in my opinion, I believe I've made the decisions that I made up to this point, you know, only for the benefit of my career. And I feel like, you know, as long as I can keep that mindset, you know, it doesn't matter if I move several times, if, you know, I change, you know, a couple thousand or whatever, you know, whatever I see fit to, you know, benefit not just myself, but my career and the people around me that, you know, also support me as well. But whatever move
mm-hmm.
is necessary, that's the move I'll make. So for sure, it's definitely something that I will always consider and be open to. It wouldn't be my first option just because, like I said, I would love to try to make something pop from out here in Texas. But
yeah.
it's also not something I would ever have a problem with. I would love it just as much, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. It's one of those things it has to be like a real thought out plan because I've known some people that tried to go to California and end up having to go home after some really bad circumstances. It's like, trying to make it in Cali was like the hardest thing in the world. But if you got a good team of people with you and everybody is pulling together and making it work, it could possibly work. But it is, you know. But tell me, like, right now we got the East Chapo joint, and you guys are going to shoot the video for that in LA, and I think that's going to be really major. What else do you have in the works that we can be looking out for?
Well, I'm at this moment in particular, I'm sitting on about 30 songs now. Obviously, that's enough for an album, but what I want to do with the goal right now is to do, I'm going to continue to drop music just about every month. If I could get it to twice a month, but see, that's another thing too. I've been having a little trouble with, you know, distribution. I've heard a lot of good things about United Masters, so I've tried it. But already twice now, you know, I've had issues with releasing my music on time. You know, and they say you got to give it 10 days. I gave it actually more than 10 days both times, and still my music wasn't dropped on time. In fact, I don't even know how it happened, but I created an entire profile, and the entire profile got deleted, you know, and I wasn't able to see whatever songs I had lined up or anything. So that put a delay on a song that I was actually supposed to re-release September 2nd, just a couple of days ago. But anyways, that's, you know, a little bit off topic. But as far as, like, in the works, man, I want to get to dropping, you know, singles once or twice a month to I get to the point where I can maybe have about 60 or 70 good songs and put a really, really good, you know, instead of just saying, okay, I'm going to put a 12-track album together and make 12 songs and be like, okay, that's the album. I want to make dozens and dozens of songs and say, okay, I want to do an 18-track album, but I'm going to pick the very fucking best 18 songs, you know what I'm saying, out of the whole just catalog that I got, and give it to the people and just say, here, you know what I'm saying, let me know what y'all think. I worked hard on it, took some time, but just, you know, that's where I'm headed right now. I don't know how soon. In fact, I was supposed to drop an EP, but once again, the only problem that I had with that in distribution was, you know, the switch and the fact that a lot of songs didn't, you know, get processed and then get into stores. So it was just a lot. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, I was real excited about releasing the EP, but unfortunately it got all messed up. And, you know, I kind of just went back to the drawing board with that one. But as of right now, the whole process is just dropping singles until I can get to the point where I can announce, you know, an album and also an album release date. I'm very excited to get to that point, but it's going to take some time. I don't rush anything. I don't like to rush anything. So, you know, it's just going to be in time.
Yeah, and also I have an artist that's out in Florida, goes by the name of Testimony, and he kind of got a little momentum going, and he was doing some tours and stuff like that with some other artists. But I'm going to try to connect you guys together because see if he can maybe collaborate with you. See if you guys could come up with something, you know, try to get your voice out in another state, you know what I'm saying? So
right,
kind of expand
right.
And, you know, networking in another state so people can hear your voice. Cause you know, that's my thing, you know, I always tell you that, but, you're extremely talented, but also you're grounded and humble as, you know, and I think that, you know, I just feel like I really been on this ride with you like 2 years, but I really want to see something happen for you because just being a great artist, we see so many talentless artists kind of like get put on, and I'm just like, what about the real talent? You know what I'm saying? Like, people out here is really talented and grinding and doing their thing. You know, you want to see that happen for them. So, we definitely want to have you back on the show. The next time we're going to probably see if we could bring Nick Cash and the other part of your team, like have the whole team on, and kind of like maybe around the time you guys releasing some music, and we'll dedicate the whole show to you guys, you know, listen to a couple of y'all tracks and everything like that.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So we want to thank you for coming on, spending some time with us today. It's been a long time coming. Been trying to get you on for a while, but so definitely would love to have you guys, like you and the team, come back on and we play, you know, everybody's songs. You know, Nick Cash's song, your songs, your boy's song, Mello's song, everybody, and we just kind of have open discussion and talk about music and everything like that, and you know, just go from there.
Yeah, man, the guys would absolutely love it. I would love it, man. This has been a really, really good experience for me as well, man. I mean, shit, I've been looking forward to this ever since we spoke about it. So, man, I appreciate you letting me come on and, you know, kind of speak my piece and stuff like that, man. Thank you.
Yeah, always, bro. And this platform is always going to be here for you and your team. So anytime you need, you know, to use the platform to promote your music or, you know, any release dates or anything like that, just hit me up and we'll go from there and just kind of make some things happen.
Absolutely, man. We'll do, for sure. I'm going to definitely keep it in mind.
Yes, sir. All right. I want to thank my co-host, Raul Mendoza, and my other co-host kind of chimed in today, Jay Reeves popped in. And I want to thank a special guest from Dallas, the incredible hip-hop singer, Santana J. Y'all be on the lookout for his music. We're going to close the show out with a couple of his tracks. If you could, real quick, kind of give everybody where they can find you on social media.
Definitely, man. So just about everywhere you can find me at Santana J. I'm Santana J on Instagram, Santana J on Facebook. On Twitter, it's a little bit different. It's actually YG Santana J, and that's just an abbreviation for young, but it's just YG Santana J. And music, same thing, SoundCloud, Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon, whatever you at, it's all Santana J. And at Santana J with spelled J-A-E, and then there's no spaces. Normally, you know, you got artists who got, you know, spaces in their name. Mine is just one, just clutch, you know, Santana J, J-A-E. And that's to abbreviate one of my names. I ain't gonna say which name, first, middle, last, but it's an abbreviation. So that's where you can find me everywhere, man. Just Santana J.
All right, there you have it. And we're gonna close the show out with, we're gonna hit that East Chapel once again, but we're gonna also close out with this Roddy Ricch remix. So everybody,
oh yeah,
have
man,
a great
that's yeah. You're playing some good joints, man. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you again, fellas, man. Thank you for having me on your show.
Of course.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you for coming on with us.
Anytime, bro. This is the second home right here.
Hey, well, I'm finna get real comfortable with it, so it's all good, man.
Always welcome.
Here we go.
All
right, man.
Get it all day, yeah. I'ma get it all night. Every night till the morning, I gotta get it grinding till I shine. I gotta get rich, fancy my feet. Maybe go cop me some rocks for the rich. Yeah, I be moving how I wish. Hated or love it, I don't give a shit. Stack it up to the ceiling on the clock, trying to get mine. Can't be fucking with these bitches, that's a whole lot of taking time. Pushing this way, the little nigga just about really start to move up, cause I'm slow. Vertically moving, I don't exit losing. 100 milli, really setting the goal. We just keep it going on the road. I just keep it going with the flow. Backwood burning, got me feeling ghost. Bitch, I've been popping and stopping, what's up? Maverick in Dallas with static, yes, sir. Cyrus, my dip with that test to your gut. Run up on me and I promise we buzzing, yeah. Throwing discussing, that's helping you bluffing. You ain't even bucking, so nigga, what's up, yeah? Can't get it up, cause your shit do not spin, so your cuts keep hitting me up, yeah. Get it all day and all night with that pad like it's track, I'ma keep it on go. I cannot stop it or drop it, that nine in my pocket, boy, I cannot fold. We just been ballin', like we been in the season, yeah. I won't spur on nobody, no. They don't give me a reason, yeah. Working when you niggas off, tripping and bitching, cause y'all done got soft. We just been ballin' out this season, move up the ladder, myself like a boss. Moving up fast like a boss. Now you ain't never gonna know what it costs. Moving around with my bro when he had all that work. I just hope we keep ducking the laws. Hey, two phones and too many calls. And they both jumping like Mike with a ball. Under a minute, that's plugging the talk. You gotta be smart if you trying to get out of riches. If you pimping, you and all the bitches. The money man, you get out of business. Gotta get your grind up, you gotta make it mind up. And see, I'm really feeling like a lot of niggas signed up and got good shit. And they don't put their mind shut down by the things around you feeling tied up. Hustling, hustling, man, we gotta get the miles up. Stuck in the rut, I refuse to reside here. We just been ballin' out every season. Holiday, birthdays, and even the weekends. Tryna be swimming in money the deep end. Got no time for love, I need bags. Got a stack to the back in the plan that I craft. Mind of a madman, you can test that. Lay back, if you wanna try me, you'll get clapped. Cool, so relax, let me get to them racks. Cause I'm also on a mission for the vision of a plaque. I got a lot of people that I'm putting on my back. So I really gotta make it to some motherfuckin' fat. Tryna see me pull up, I'm in that world. No, I won't stop till I get caught the drop top rolls. We just been ballin'. like we've been in the season, yeah. Almost brown, nobody knows. You don't give me a reason, yeah. Working when you niggas off, tripping and bitching, cause y'all done got caught. We just been balling out in season, move up the ladder, myself like a boss.
Done do the dishes. Hey, let me cook. Every time I see your face, it look delicious. Look so delicious. Keep it